We've told you about the president's order for agencies to hire more people with disabilities. The Defense Department sponsors several programs to recruit and recognize its workers with disabilities. Well, today, DOD is hosting its annual Disability Honors. Here with details is Stephen King. He is the Director of Disability Programs in DOD's Office of Diversity Management and Equal Opportunity. Mr. King, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Let's talk about what these awards are for specifically, please. Take the 30,000-foot view and explain to our listeners what they're about.
Okay. Today we're gathering at the 30th Annual Disability Awards Ceremony to celebrate outstanding work, outstanding service by our civilians and service members who just happen to have disabilities. We'll honor 19 individuals and four components, and each will receive an award presented by Dr. Clifford L. Stanley, the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness. This will be the first year that we're actually going to be recognizing our wounded warriors at this particular event.
Well, that sounds like a pretty exciting program. And the Wounded Warriors, of course, the tempo of their return with disabilities is on the upswing, or so it appears. And so what plans do you have to help bring them into government and into worthwhile government jobs?
Well, there are a lot of initiatives already in place to try to ease that transition and provide our returning service members with the support that they need. Some of the programs we have, such as the Hiring Heroes initiative, in which we work with other federal government agencies and, of course, all of our DOD components, put on career fairs, try to bring our transitioning service members, their families, their support network together to try to assist them in finding or securing federal employment opportunities. I think in the future you're going to see a greater focus on trying to keep those individuals within the DOD family. A lot of people want to continue serving our country, working for the Department of Defense, and it's our goal to try to provide as many opportunities as possible to those who want to continue to serve as part of the DOD family.
Is this specifically for the DOD workplace, or do you also work with veterans getting jobs elsewhere, or is that more of a Veterans Affairs thing?
Well, we do. We hire more veterans than any other federal government agency,
sure,
regardless of if they have a disability or not. So, of course, it's a great focus for us. We also, as many government agencies, have people transfer from agency to agency who happen to be veterans. I guess it's just a part of our overall focus to try to increase the employment of veterans with a special focus, if you will, on our wounded warriors.
We're speaking with Stephen King, Director of Disability Programs in the Office of Diversity Management and Equal Opportunity at the Defense Department. And there was a report also out today from the Armed Forces Surveillance Center that outlines a rather disturbing and sharp increase in the number of service members that have been diagnosed with mental problems. And those are a little harder to see maybe than the physical disabilities that people come back with. Are you contemplating any special programs for people that may have mental setbacks because of their combat experience but nevertheless can be productive workers?
Well, I think that currently what we have in place is working. More and more veterans are staying with the DOD family and staying within the federal government. I think as our managers become more and more aware of what it takes, if you will, to manage someone who, quite frankly, just does work a little bit differently. They, you know, may need a quiet space. They may need additional breaks, et cetera, but the work standards remain in place, and people can be productive. They may just do their work differently. A lot of our managers are already aware of that, but it's something that we need to keep spreading the word about, is that individuals with disabilities are just as qualified as anyone else. They just may do things a little bit differently.
Do you have plans for the next several months into the next year? Any way to take this a step further?
Well, honestly, the executive order that you had mentioned, Executive Order 13548, that calls on the federal government to hire 100,000 people within a five-year period, we're currently in the process, along with other federal government agencies, in putting together our five-year plan. Although I can't provide many details at the moment, I will say that we're very well aware that the plan that we put in place, the five-year plan that we put in place with the previous executive order, 13163, that called for the hiring of 100,000 people, quite frankly, wasn't as effective as we had hoped it would be. So we understand that we may have to think outside the box and be a little bit more aggressive in our plans, and that's exactly what we intend on doing.
Of course, you also face the issue of a possible reduction in force across the government if some of the Commission on Fiscal Responsibility reforms actually get enacted, and they're talking for attrition as a way of reducing federal employment. So would that make your problem just maybe a little bit more difficult?
Well, I do think that there will be some challenges involved with that. After all, it's hard to increase the participation rate or representation of individuals with disabilities if you're not actually hiring. However, there's a part of the equation that DOD that we need to focus more on and other federal government agencies should, and that's the fact that you probably already have more people with disabilities working within your agency. They're just not disclosing that they have a disability. Disclosure of a disability is voluntary, and people have various reasons for not wanting to disclose. We have to sell it to our employees. We have to make them aware that we want the statistics, the data that we have, to be accurate, because that's the only way we can determine if the programs and initiatives that we put in place or plan to put in place would be effective or are effective.
I kind of get the impression just from talking to you that a lot of what DOD would like to see, maybe not your priority, but would be a nice side benefit, is to become the gold standard for the federal community on how this should be done.
Absolutely. You took the words out of my mouth. That's exactly what my goal is. I believe that's exactly what the our Undersecretary, Dr. Clifford Stanley, what his goal is. We understand that as the Department of Defense, we comprise a large part of the federal government, about 36%, I believe. So you would expect that we would hire at least 36,000 of the 100,000 that the federal government is challenged with hiring. Well, we want to do that. We want to do more than that. And, of course, because of our wounded warriors, we also believe that it's something that we must do, and we must ensure that our employees have the tools that they need to be effective in what they do.